January 21st, 2011. This is Polling You, number 30, part 2. Hi, all. This is Michael Beck from Bridge Hands. Welcome. And we're going to go ahead and continue on our bidding continuations. Have about another handful of slides that we'll go through, maybe take another 6 or 7 minutes. So let's jump right in. In this case, let's imagine where we, the doubler, have this type 2, a really big hand and a really great suit, big and long. So we start off by doing the double. One heart, double, pass, our partner, 0 to 8 points. They do the cheapest bid, 2 clubs in this case, could be 1 spade perhaps. So they bid 2 clubs this situation. And now when it comes back to us, now we show our suit. We do 2 spades, which says we have 18 to 21 points at this point is what we're showing. And partner, we want you with any extras to bid. With 0 to 4 points, pass. With 5 to 8, could be we've got a chance for game. We continue to describe our hand. We might go to 3 spades. We might go to 4 spades. Next, let's imagine that we have a type 2 hand that's huge. A huge hand. And a great suit with 22 points. In this case, it would go 1 heart, double, pass, 2 clubs. Our partner showed another suit. We don't bid 2 spades. We jump to 3 spades. We've got something better than 21 points. We've got 9 tricks in our hand, maybe more. It's game forcing. Unfortunately, I see some people that are novices to intermediates where they make this bid with less points, with this 18 to 21. No. Do it when you've only got a game forcing hand, when you do a double jump. All right? Next, let's talk about when we have a balanced hand. Something more than 15 to 17 as the doubler. Well, if we did 1 heart, 1 no trump, 15 to 17, our partner would easily pass. So we do a double first, our partner bids a spade, and then we say, no, didn't want spades, we want no trump. Well, our partner's, why did my partner do that? Because they have more than 15 to 17. At this point, the responder is captain, not us, the doubler. Yes, we've shown our big hand when we doubled and then bid a no trump, and from here on, partner is in total control. With 0 to 4 points, they could pass, or if they bid, let's say, 2 hearts, that would be a transfer to 2 spades. So it's just like if we opened 1 no trump and we're playing transfers. So conventions are still on. With 5 or 6 points, now we could go ahead and say, well, we're not sure, partner might have 18, so we could invite by bidding 2 no trump, something along that line, or transferring and bidding 2 no trump. We could bid stamen and bidding no trump, right, with a 4 cards in the other suit, not 5. And our partner will accept then when we do a rebid, or if we're at a minimum, our partner could pass at 2 no trump or 3 of our major with a 5-3 fit. Okay, next, with 21 or 23 points. Starts off the same, 1 heart, double, pass, 1 spade, 0 to 8. We go to 2 no trump, we've got even more. These are almost all in 3-step increments, 21 to 23 points. With 0 to 1 points, boy, that's a bad hand. Pass. With 2 points, maybe we'll make it. We could invite. Okay. And with maximum, we could go ahead and force game. Stamen bids are still on. Transfer bids are still on. Captain is responder. We've described it fully. And, of course, with the mega uber hand, where we have 24 points or more, we double and then we bid 3 no trump and we will be in game. Our partner can still do the stamen, could still do 4 club stamen. No, that's not Gerber. Or could still do a transfer to another suit. So could bid 4 hearts to transfer us to 4 spades. Okay? So competition is what we're talking about here. We're talking about a lot of different bids, a lot of different possibilities. And so you'll get comfortable with these in time, some of them more comfortable than others. The Uber double and bid a new suit may feel foreign to you, but try to be a good partner. The more that you have a stronger hand, the jump bids, your partner may not. The more that you have really weak hands, hopefully your partner will have more values. Also, consider that this is an ecosystem. So when the opponents bid, let's say it's not just the person to your left bids 1 heart, but the person to your right bids 2 hearts or 1 spade, then your partner should know that because both are bidding, that you probably don't have much. Similarly, If you make a free bid, it goes one heart to your left, your partner doubles, one spade to your right. Well, there's just about 20 points. Your partner's got an opening hand. So when you bid two clubs, your partner shouldn't punish you, knowing that you're just trying to help find a fit. So I hope that helps. We've covered a lot today. And remember, if you think your partnership can make game, or if you think you can't and you pass, either way, you're always right. Remember, it's a good idea, though, to try to be a good partner. Remember, this is a team game. Otherwise, there's always chess, isn't there? Okay, for now, my job is done on takeout doubles. I'm turning the baton over to you, so good luck. And to finish, today's saying is, laughing at our mistakes can lengthen our life, but laughing at partners' errors can shorten it. Okay, all. Hope you had a good time this week. We look forward to seeing you next week where we get into negative doubles. So have a good weekend. Good luck at the bridge tables. Take care. Bye-bye.